whole world, completely overrun by inane media. There are podcasts.
No, 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 no. I will not let this go on. This is the Occupy the Hat movement. Yes, the Occupy the Hat movement. And I am its leader, Sir Guido. That's right, Sir Guido. Not Azure Talon, not Blue Claw, and certainly not Blood Sparrow. We will occupy this space in the podcast until our demands are met. You see, as I mentioned, I am Sir Guido. I don't have a cool name. I am not Blue Claw, or Azure Talon, or Blood Sparrow. I am just Sir Guido, plain and simple. I have been with the podcast since day one. I have even recorded the intro and outro to the podcast. And I have not even yet been paid for my hard work. So, what I intend to do is occupy this space in the podcast until our demands are met. Our demands? Our demands are that we be treated as the same as those with cool names. I am Sir Guido, and I am the 99%.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
What are we going to do?
I'm very confused by the whole thing.
Yeah, I am too. I don't know how you occupy the hat.
I guess they're going to operate on consensus, which should be fine because he's one dude. But I'm just, like, we didn't give them those. He doesn't. Sir Guido doesn't have a cool name. Like, come on. Well, I can treat you the same, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you treat him the same as Azure Talon,
I was going to say, I can swear at you a lot.
Talk about how much he hates you or complain every time he draws your comments out of the hat.
I think this does imply an odd relationship between Sir Guido and the hat, though, because he was able to break into the podcast like that.
I guess.
That's like an Outer Limits kind of, you know, we control the horizontal and we control the vertical kind of stuff. As far as paying you, Sir Guido, I'm willing to give you twice what I make, which means you owe me a fair bit of money, because I lose money on this thing. Anyway, welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the Magical Talking Hat Podcast, the only podcast out there that is still in dispute with DC Comics over copyright infringement when we invented the awesome purple campfire superhero years ago, and they ripped us off.
What are you talking about?
Shh, you're gonna hurt our case. We came up with the whole color themed light source powered superhero thing.
We did?
Well, God, this is why we don't let you at the meetings.
What? Hey, hold on. Was Sir Guido at the meeting?
He may have been, and we weren't aware, because Sir Guido is everywhere. They say that when two people are together, Sir Guido is with them. For the record, this episode, we have the mic set unidirectional towards William, and I'm sitting a long ways away from it, and it's still not working. I tested it out earlier. I don't know if the mic is broke or what, but when I have it facing away from me, and I set it unidirectional, the sound levels are the same, and the volume is the same as if I said it omnidirectional.
Did you just say the microphone doesn't have any money? Oh, it's broken. Broken.
Yes, broken.
Oh, broken.
These are the jokes, folks. Tip your waitress. Anyway, for those of you just joining us, this is the Magical Talking Hat Podcast, episode, what are we, 34? Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I've said this. So, just in case we ever get a new listener, the following program will be explicit, because I'm here. So, there you go.
Thank you, Tony.
And so, welcome, everyone, to episode 34. We have something to celebrate.
Do we?
Yes. Because we've hit a new multiple of 17. No, that's not it. We finally got a second iTunes review.
Did we?
We did.
Let's see. Do I know who that was?
It's from everybody's favorite Belgium after the guy named Belgium and that Walloon dog. So, everybody's,
Waffle guy.
Everybody's third favorite Belgian.
The talking waffle.
Yes. And it's a very interesting review. I should have written it down. It's fascinating.
English?
It is in English. It is fascinating. Okay. Maybe I can pull it up here.
Okay. Well, be careful.
Let's see. Yeah.
Don't cut us off.
Blow everything up here.
Who knows what would happen to Sir Guido occupying the hat.
Oh, no.
While we're broadcasting, the broadcast drops, where would he go?
It's like that scene in The Matrix. Okay.
I half wonder if I might see him outside if I open the drapes here and camped out.
Don't open the drapes. Okay. That's why we keep them closed. Just in case. Okay. Trying to get there now. Hold on. That's the sound of me typing. With the caps lock on, apparently. Are we still recording? Yes. This is good radio. Yeah. all the excitement of web browsing without the hassle of...
I don't even know if he's caught up. I know that we read one of his questions. I told him that, and he hadn't heard it yet.
Okay.
That was a few...
Here is the review itself.
Okay.
It's called... it's by... Gert Sellis is the name listed here. I don't know if that's a pseudonym or what. It is called TMTHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHH fan, Hard Hat, of the magical talking hat since 1967. But I have to say that in this new pod show, the hat's pulling out all the stops. Sometimes I tune in late and miss the part where the hat does its monologue. I wish they'd make a full recording available after the live broadcast. Anyway, there's also these two guys, Will.i.am and Tone Loke, that talk for about an hour or so, but as instructed at the end, that hour should be discarded. Very important. The important slash funny part is the hat's monologue at the very beginning, live show only. The only thing that could add to this radio cast is some video pod show specials. I've seen the hat, people. It's something you shouldn't be depraved of. BRB, I think my waffles are burning. Back. So, as I was saying, watch the show, folks. Or listen if your TV is still broken and your wife won't let you buy a new one, even though it's on sale at Best Buy right now. Speaking of Best Buy, don't buy Monster Cables. They're a ripoff. Frowny face. Anyway, subscribe to The Magical Talking Hat, the show with extra bacon.
Extra bacon? Wow.
Was this helpful to you? Yes.
There must be a lot of things going on in that monologue that we don't.
Apparently, we missed it.
We don't know anything about the monologue.
We just show up to the studio and it's already set up.
Or the bacon.
The bacon is at the business meetings.
Wow.
Because none of us are vegetarians, so.
That's you know, that's kind of sad because the review is so much funnier than our program. I'm just afraid to. Uh oh, there goes my phone. Okay, hold, okay, I'm getting it. Oh, it's my dad.
I told you guys about this ringtone.
Hello? Answer the phone, please.
I probably shouldn't get it.
Phone. Hello?
Okay.
Aren't you supposed to turn that stuff off before we start? We are live here, mister.
Yeah, but I didn't know my dad was in the call.
Well, it could have been anyone.
Well, but if just about anyone else would call, it would be like an emergency, right? My dad is in...
So everyone in the world will only call an emergency except your dad. And since you didn't know he was going to call, you might as well...
The reason he's calling, though, is he's in Tennessee right now.
And needs help getting out?
No. he's... Well, like I've said, I have, you know, ancestors from back there.
Yes.
And we do
Hill Williams.
And we do have some kin back there that we didn't
know. You really just say kin?
Yeah.
God, I hate you.
That we
Sorry, go ahead.
That we didn't weren't acquainted with until recently. So he went there to visit with them, and they gave us some information that we didn't previously have about the family and where they lived and where they went. Besides us, you know, my ancestors obviously came to Iowa, but some of them went to different places, Missouri, California, wherever. So as he's been out there, he's been calling me every so often to ask me for information that he doesn't have, because I do all the genealogy research for the family, and also to give me some information. And he hadn't talked to me today, and I didn't even think about that, so it didn't occur to me that he'd call while he was running here.
Unprofessional is what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
Unprofessional.
Sorry, Sergino. He's probably doing that fingers down, wiggling the fingers.
Oh, yeah. Point of order.
That's right. He's doing the triangle.
Oh, God. Point of order thing. Have you seen the interview with Stephen Colbert and the two people?
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
With ketchup.
Ketchup. Yeah, seriously. Do you remember the age where you would have gone on TV and used a pseudonym and it would have been ketchup?
No.
I was that age at one point, but it was a long time ago.
I don't know if I was ever that age. I thought they were pretty good, though. I thought they did.
It was fun. Right. The whole thing was awesome.
It was funny, but I thought they did a good job. I kind of liked ketchup, actually. I thought she was pretty cool.
The female-bodied person, mm-hmm. as opposed to the other guy who we don't really know what he is. yeah, so that's the ringtone. We've talked about the ringtone before, people. Now you hear it.
What were we talking about? Or
probably Sergito.
My phone's so rude.
The waffle.
Oh,
review.
I was saying that it's sad that this review is so much funnier than our actual broadcast. If people read the review and they think, "Oh, wow, this is funny," maybe the program's funny. They'll be very disappointed.
I'm okay with that as long as they listen.
But they won't keep listening.
Well, we have to force them. Because we need those. Hits those ratings, because I don't want to keep working forever.
How do we force them? How do we do that? You know, I don't understand.
We got to capture a lot of the loved ones of people.
Oh, and okay. Well, why doesn't the hat do more? I mean, the hat has sort of taken over our lives with its magical power. Why doesn't it take over the lives of other people and make them listen?
The hat is not unlike the honey badger. A hat takes what it wants, and the hat doesn't give a fuck. Pretty much.
The honey badger.
The honey badger. Have you never seen the honey badger?
No.
Oh God, you gotta see the honey badger. I'll put that in the links. My boss made me watch the honey badger.
Your boss made you?
Not at work. It was homework. Because she was making honey badger jokes, and I was like, "What?" So I will put the link in there. But yes, the honey badger doesn't care.
Okay.
The honey badger takes what it wants. You'll have to see it. But anyway, I'm going to put that in the links.
Well, time's a waste to talk about
your
week.
I was going to say 12 minutes in. How was your week?
I know how grumpy you get when... It doesn't matter how my week was. You talk about your week.
No, I want to know about your week. Your week always goes first. You're older, so your week happens before
mine.
Okay,
let's see. I saw Captain America and I saw Hannah.
Oh, we're going to have to talk about these.
Okay, well, Hannah was, I thought... fairly good, but the soundtrack was so very annoying. I mean, it made my brain feel like it was going to turn into liquid and seep out of my ears.
It's hilarious, because I thought Hannah was very so-so, but I loved the soundtrack.
No, I had the exact opposite experience. Although I can't say how I actually liked the film, because it was so distracting to me, the soundtrack.
I very much felt like Hannah was... I know Hannah is not an American film. It felt like it was an American remake of what was probably a really awesome European film to me. It just...
Yeah, I can get that.
It was too much of an action film in what otherwise would have been a very compelling story to me.
Hmm. Well, I liked how it started, and then after a while it didn't seem like it had the same feel as when it started. I liked it better when the way it began. But, you know, I don't know. I thought it was okay. As far as Captain America's concerned, it was okay too. I think that people who are familiar with the property probably enjoyed it more than I did. And I thought the effect of having his head on a different guy's body was a lot more convincing in the film than it was in the previews. I do think, though...
Yeah, it's still... I mean, there's a little Uncanny Valley, but it's still the coolest effect like that I've seen.
Well, they should have kicked his voice up a little bit in terms of...
Yeah, that would have made sense, yeah.
Because people often underestimate the power of something like that. And even though, it's, you know, guys that small can have a deeper voice like that, it's just psychological.
Would have given more of an impression.
Yeah, you make him smaller and skinnier, you know, make his voice just a little bit higher or a little bit more adolescent sounding or something, yeah. And then it's going to be a lot more believable.
Maybe they were worried, because then they'd lower it when he was bigger, and that they worried that it might sound a little hokey. Because at that point you might notice it. If they could have done it really small, so you couldn't like consciously
notice. Yeah,
very
subtle, but it sometimes it was very strange to when he would talk.
Yeah, especially because you know him. I mean, it's not a new actor.
Yeah.
So
I mean, they needed to change everything they could to make that effect work, and they should have changed that.
But I was just very happy because it just. I mean, it's not a great film, but it was a good solid film, and it's been a while since I've seen a superhero movie that was a good solid.
Well, you know. The thing about Iron Man that made it so good is it was very good storytelling. You didn't get the impression that only people who knew Iron Man already were going to understand what was going on. And
you felt that way with Captain America?
Yes.
Because I don't know Captain America very well, and I was okay with it.
It seemed fairly rushed, and a lot of stuff was sort of crammed into it. Now, they did have to – they did have a lot to accomplish here because they had to get him somewhere where he would be frozen and then revived later. So they had a lot of ground to cover. They didn't have three movies, or even two movies, to put in before Avengers, like they did with Iron Man. So you can forgive it a little bit there. But for the job they had to do, I thought it came out pretty nicely. I don't know why they cast that actor, though, when he's in another Marvel property.
Hate him.
Maybe they're not going to do anything with that.
With Fantastic Four? Yeah. They can't. They made a shitty movie, and then they made a second shitty movie. Where are they going to go, really? No.
Well, then if they do anything, they'll probably reboot it.
Probably next week, because you know it's been what 2 years. We got to get moving.
All right, so go with your week. Go.
The kids are past.
I'm done.
That's all that happened to you.
Yep.
And your phone rang.
I was asleep. I woke up, watched the movie. I was asleep. I woke up, watched the other movie.
Coma movie. Coma.
I didn't eat.
Nothing.
No.
No. My week has been very busy at work and things. What did I do this week? Oh, Halloween. Dude, what did you do for Halloween?
Oh. Psst. Well, for Halloween, we usually have a big meal on Halloween, actually. A big, like, almost Thanksgiving-like feast.
Except without any real food, because you're all friggin' vegans.
Yeah, whatever. So that was nice. We always do that.
Okay.
the kids dressed up for school, because it was on a Monday. But otherwise, they didn't have anything that they went to, and we didn't either, so we didn't. Actually, we didn't hand out candy or anything this year. So
you didn't even hand out candy?
No, all we did was the usual thing we do at home, which is we have the big meal and sometimes we watch some, like, scary movies or something. I don't remember what we watched.
So no trick-or-treaters?
No.
Were they just not in the neighborhood, or you just turned off lights and
I think we just sort of forgot.
Oh.
I mean, we don't even hand out candy. We hand out toys.
God.
They're
one
nice toys.
One of those people, yeah.
But,
better than fruit, I guess.
But you know, we bought a whole bunch of them 1 year, and we just keep bringing the same ones out because they're on this huge bowl, and there's never very many kids.
I find that so weird because you just live in a neighborhood the size of Rhode Island. Like, it's just one giant housing monstrosity.
Yeah, we never. Well, the thing is, in our neighborhood, people come and go fairly frequently. So you might see, you know, some cute little 2-year-old kid. And then when he's 3, and then you never see him again because, someone in the house got a promotion and went and bought a real house.
Have some of that here because we have a lot of rentals nearby. So it's really variable how many we get. Some years we get a lot, some years we don't. This year we got a fair bit for us, which was 24. My sister-in-law, who just bought a new house, took possession on the 14th. The area she lives in, which is in a place called Peoria Heights. It's just a little outside of Peoria. 600 and something.
What?
Yes. It was just nonstop kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we've had none. I mean, you know, light on, everything. Nobody shows up. We've had...
See, I think our lowest was 4.
Like 4 or 5. I don't think we've ever had anything like 20 or anything like that.
The best we managed, I think, was the 30s 1 year. But 24 for us was pretty good. And that was without the neighbor kids because they went to a friggin' different neighborhood. We didn't even see them at night.
In Coralville.
Yeah.
Well,
they left a bowl of candy outside. I am not kidding.
Well, some people do that.
They did. The bowl was gone. Like, I'm not talking the empty. Like, when we went to blow our jack-o'-lanterns out, no bowl. I don't think they're getting that bowl back.
Yeah, we, so, you know, it's, I guess we just forgot because it's never been a very big deal. The big
thing. We talked about it 3 days before. How did you forget this?
Well, that night, I mean. You know, we're too busy. You know, it's to get the meal together and figure out what we're going to do. Everyone has a little job, and I guess nobody was really assigned to that job. And then before you know it, you don't even pay attention because you're watching some movie, which I don't even know which one we watched now.
It must have been good.
I don't have a very good memory, if you recall.
I think you work hard at having not an interesting week. Like, if interesting stuff happens to you, you forget about that part.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, you know, I wouldn't have said anything about my dad going out east, even though that's sort of interesting.
But he left your phone was ringing.
He left his car here. I went and met him, and I talked to one of our cousins who went with him out there. And he's been calling every day to give me, you know, some information and updates
about it. And to see how the car is doing.
But, I don't tend to think anyone else is going to find that interesting. Of course, they don't.
And you told him the car was up on the roof?
No, the car's just...
Do you know that old joke?
No.
Oh, God, I love that joke.
Okay.
So, this guy goes on vacation. And while he's gone, he's having his friend watch the house and everything. And his cat, he has his cat, he loves his cat. And he says, you know, you got to watch my cat while I'm there. I said, okay. So the guy leaves on a trip. He's never really traveled anywhere, but he's going to Europe. He's going a long way there. And he calls a couple days later, checking on things. Like, how are things going? What's up? And he's like, I hate to tell you this. Your cat's dead. It's like, yeah, I opened the door for a second. The cat ran outside. I couldn't stop it. It got run over. It's dead. It's like, I can't believe you're telling me. Oh, my God. I'll call you back in a couple days. I got to deal with it. And so he hangs up. So a couple days later, he calls back. He says, I'm so messed up about this cat. I love that cat. Couldn't you have, like, broken it to me more gently? I was like, what do you mean more gently? Like, well, you could have said, like, when I called the first time, you could have said, your cat's up on the roof and won't come down. Can't get that. And then, like, you know, like a day later, because it's still up on the roof. And then after a few days, when I call back, you say, you know, eventually your cat starved to death up there. And I would have been prepared because it would have been all these days, you know, up there. And I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't really think that was fine. It's like, all right, we'll just, okay. But, you know, take care of that stuff. And so they get off the phone. And a couple of days later, he calls back and says, yeah, so how's my mom doing? The guy says, oh, she's up on the roof.
How is my mom doing?
She's up on the roof. That's an old family joke I've known for years. I love that joke. Okay, how was my week?
I don't know.
See, you're useless.
But I already asked you.
My week is like.
And then you threw it back to me.
I know, but now I'm asking you how my week was.
But I don't know how it was. You said it was busy at work.
It was busy at work, and we had Halloween, where we got a bunch of kids, although half of them looked like high school age and weren't wearing any costumes.
They weren't even wearing costumes.
They were not. Some of them were like a little bit like they just had makeup on, and that's what I'm used to. The high school kids that are just scamming for candy, they at least paint their face or something, you know? But a lot of these ones, nothing. Showed up, street clothes, trick-or-treat, plastic bag, give them candy. But, you know, we bought like 800 pieces of candy and had 24 kids, so what the hell. Yeah, it was busy work, but yeah, we did go to the movies last night for date night.
Mm-hmm.
As you may have seen on Facebook.
Yes, you mentioned.
I mean, my little teaser.
Watching, what is it?
In Time.
Oh, yes.
In Time. The Justin Timberlake sci-fi film currently out there. And I said I had a lot to say about it.
How many stars?
On what scale?
Okay, it's a 5-star scale.
5-star scale.
And you have to have at least 1 star. 1 star means nobody should ever see this movie.
So it's the Netflix scale is what we're saying.
I don't know. Nobody should ever see this movie. And the fifth one is everybody should see this movie.
Okay.
So that's kind of in between, you know,
yeah,
to decide on that continuum. Nobody or everybody.
Do I have to do whole stars?
No.
Kinda, probably about 2.5.
2.5 stars.
It was good. It was not really good. It was not great. It was good. Way better than I expected it to be.
But you didn't have very high expectations.
No, I really did not.
As I recall.
I really did not. Because, and I'll tell you, here's the thing.
Okay.
Because it's a movie, starring Justin Timberlake, about some sort of dystopian science fiction future where everybody has only a limited amount of time to live, and time is the currency. So, like, you have to work to earn more time, and you buy things with time, with your actual lifespan, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, in the movie, here's the actual setup. Long, long ago, we all became genetically engineered. And we're born, and we age normally until 25. And then, a little glowy clock on our arm that has 1 year on it starts counting down. Mm-hmm. And so, if you don't do anything, you'll live for exactly one more year. But you'll still look 25. But it's the currency, so you work to earn more time. You buy things with time and things like that. And there's a tremendous amount of economic disparity. So in certain parts of the world, in certain zones and things like that, there are the rich people who have thousands of years on them. And then there are the slums where every day people wake up, you know, with like 18 hours left and they gotta go deal with it and stuff like that. But everybody looks 25. And... yeah, I expected to really think it was crap, but it was the best option we had out there at the time, and it really wasn't crap. What it was it was a piece of speculative fiction, which is fairly rare these days in the movies. They took this premise, and they drew it out. I mean, it wasn't, okay, here's our gimmick, and now we're going to do an action movie. Mm-hmm. Which it was an action movie. But they really sort of played with what would this mean. And it's, you know, it's heavily symbolic of the class disparity that exists now. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty heavy-handed in drawing those parallels. Mm-hmm. They kind of have to shove the message in your face a bit. But it was still a very interesting sort of what-if picture. Because they really sort of play around with the concept.
Why do you only give it 2.5 stars?
Because it's not great. It's still kind of a hokey premise. It's still, like, nothing about it will blow you away. It really suffers from mediocre acting.
Oh.
Although, as the producer pointed out, everybody they cast had to look 25. So that limits your pool. And I do think they screwed up. There's a few people in it that I'm like, they don't look 25. But it's Justin Timberlake, Amanda Seyfried or whatever, is the female lead. The main guy they're up against is a cop. They're called timekeepers, but it's a cop played by, I don't remember his name, but he's the guy who was the Scarecrow in Batman Begins and was the guy whose head we were hanging out in Inception.
Cillian Murphy?
Okay.
That's him, right?
Possibly. That sounds right. But yeah, so he was the other guy. And he doesn't look 25. Especially not in this. But it was very interesting. And it was very entertaining. I liked it. But yeah, it was very sort of mediocre acting. Like, a lot of the stuff... it was written, produced, and directed by the same guy. Which is usually a bad sign. But I felt, when it wasn't being too heavy with the message, there were some subtleties to the writing that weren't brought out particularly well by the acting. That could have been there. But no, it was, I enjoyed it a lot, and especially given the drought of movies out there right now. I liked it. And for those of you who like sci-fi in the old sense of taking something and making it a little bit different and then saying, what if it was like
speculative
that?
Speculative fiction.
Very much speculative fiction.
Yeah, that is the kind of sci-fi that I enjoy most.
And it's like, and it's been a while, because I've seen frequently when you see speculative fiction pieces, they're based off of somebody's old short story.
Uh-huh.
And frequently, they use that for the name value, and otherwise it's just a fucking action movie.
Yeah, right.
So it becomes Minority Report. It becomes Imposter. It becomes, God help me, Surrogates. this is what Surrogates should have been. Like, Surrogates used the whole everybody has these fake body things as a vehicle to just do weird shit on screen, and, you know, they didn't really play with what does this do, you know.
Explore the implications.
And I really felt this one did it better. And it made me very curious. It made me think a lot about afterwards, thinking about what that all means. It was very interesting to me. So I would recommend it.
Okay.
But I would recommend it in such a way that if you don't see it, don't worry about it. I mean, it's not a must-see, but it's a good to see.
I'll probably wait till video.
Yeah, it's not anything that needs
a particular I want to ask you a question because as we've been talking, I've been troubleshooting your microphone problem in my head.
Okay. I didn't know I had a microphone problem in your head.
Your laptop has a microphone.
Yes.
How does your recording software know which microphone you're using? Have you told it? Because sometimes you have to tell it.
That's a good point.
That would explain why you did that test earlier and it didn't seem to matter if it was unidirectional or omnidirectional or anything else.
Could be onto something. But I don't know where to determine that. There's some more good radio while we figure
out. Sorry, people. As you know, we've been having issues with the microphone ever since the new laptop came along. The sound quality is very different. The microphone is sitting right next to me, but I'm not any louder. But also, another thing that's been happening that you don't know about is that Tony is holding the laptop where he used to have it sitting on a table.
Hey, now they can hear us. Yeah. Good. Remember I was telling you about being gutsy? We got a good 15 seconds of dead air. Nice. What a microphone boost. I don't
see. So yeah, like Tony, that. Tony's got the laptop actually on his lap, so he might be speaking right into the laptop microphone.
It's entirely possible.
While I'm clear over here speaking to the back of the laptop.
There's also other acoustic echo cancellation. I'm going to have to mess with this for next time.
Okay.
But for this time, suck it.
So I wonder if that's
I don't even know what that thing is. There's a weird little crystal ball on the fake desk that is... Anyway, welcome to the Magical Talking Hat. Episode... Seriously, the whole time just dead. It's just not moving. So that'll be awesome.
We can blame Sir Guido for that.
It's Sergito's fault. He occupied that
little, that little space.
Yeah, it's his fucking...
I hope everyone was entertained by it.
Oh, God. They're all going to be like, what's wrong with my... it's like Andy Kaufman. Everybody's going to think their iPod's broken. okay. So...
That was probably a bad time for me to bring that up, but I thought I'd forget by the end.
You would.
I would have, yeah.
And then give up.
And then give up some. So maybe something we can look at later. The input is what you want to know, where the input's
going. By the way, for those of you who are listening during the mute part, you heard the producer shout from the other room. But given it was muted, you probably didn't hear that. We got some good response last time to the singing by the producer in particular. really liked that. So, why is there an extra play button over here?
Maybe you just better leave it alone.
Yeah.
I already caused enough trouble by bringing it up.
You did.
Which is typical for me.
Okay, draw something out of this.
I have a tendency to open
cans that contain of worms.
Yes.
Which is ironic for a vegan. What'd you get?
Kia wants to know.
Wait, which Kia?
Kia Blank.
Kia Blank. Kia Blank.
Kia wants to, is asking
heard
us that.
From, actually, no, I think she has commented on it. I was going to say, I'm not sure. Heard from her recently. No, but I think she's commented on either on Vomit Goblins or on the last one she commented.
She's asking the classic question.
The classic question.
Yes.
Does she say it's the classic question or you just...
No, it is the classic question. Pirates or... ninjas.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ is not one of the options, unless you think Jesus is a pirate Christ or a ninja.
There was, on Halloween at work, there was a guy dressed as a ninja. Mm-hmm. I kept telling him how his ninja costume sucked because I could see him. But I got to admit, it was weird because at one point he had to go into the filing room and I come around the corner and there's this ninja rooting through filing cabinets. It was kind of cool.
Well, you know, this question has special relevance to me because in my webcomic, there is a pirate and there is a ninja.
Yeah.
So I can actually...
God, so you're going to pick samurai or something instead.
No. So I think
you're
of
gonna
these two characters.
You're going to pick dragon librarian.
No, I think of these two characters when I hear this question and I always pick ninja.
Of course you do, because ninja's you and stuck.
Ninja's not me.
Ninja's absolutely you and stuck.
Why do you say that?
Because ninja is ultimately the individual, the complete idiot who finds enlightenment, which is a combination of what you both think you are and hope to be. You are, oh God, come on, this can't be news to you.
But the, well, it is. But
that you're ninja? Really?
I'm not ninja.
You're ninja.
Maybe I'm a little bit of all of them.
No, you're ninja.
Okay.
You wish you were Rex, but you're ninja.
All right, well, pirates or ninjas, you pick.
Oh, God. This, oh, man. I haven't heard questions like this since... period in the mid-90s when I was dating this one chick. Never mind. Pirates versus ninjas. I've always been a hardcore ninjas fan.
Yeah, I would have said that even before my webcomic. Even before stuff.
The pirate thing, yeah, I think it's a... I mean, I like pirates. And to be honest, I'm not that into ninjas anymore. But, you know... If I'm stuck on...
Are we
on
still talking about the fictional characters? Or are we talking about something else?
If I'm stuck on a desert island with only one type of killer, I think it's a ninja.
Why? Because he or she will do it quickly, or...
I don't know. No, I'm just that's the answer when you're picking stuff. That's how you decide. Is you're trapped on a desert island, you could only have one type of... criminal warrior? Which would it be, you know? Like, oh, a disgraced professional boxer. No, wait, that's not right.
Pirates are pretty much always criminals, too.
Ninjas are supposedly honorless assassins.
Well, not necessarily. It's easier to imagine a ninja with, you know... with noble goals and
I mean,
pirates are pretty much by definition, you know, bad guys. And
no, I think that's tricky. I think you can have pirates with hearts of gold, chests of gold. That's for sure. Okay, I'm testing your new theory by tilting the computer away from me.
Tilt the laptop a little bit.
We'll see what that does.
Okay. Unless you have anything else to say about pirates and ninjas.
I have less to say about pirates and ninjas than I already have. So, awesome question, Kia.
Kia, why don't you tell us what your opinion is of pirates or ninjas?
Yeah, go now.
And then you guys can go
Should I mute it again so she can talk?
Then you guys can go to Stuck and see what you think of my take on pirates and ninjas.
Yes.
And samurais and
Vikings.
And, yeah, lots of things. Dragons.
Fairies.
Fairies. Yeah.
Who's the
Witches
three?
And angels.
Oh, knight. I keep forgetting knight.
Caesar.
Oh, it's Caesar. It's Caesar. No, but I knew, like, there were three in the beginning. And I'm like, it's samurai and ninja and...
No. Oh, in the beginning, it's knight and it's monk.
Oh, that's right. Monk and ninja. Sorry. Monk and ninja. Monk and samurai. I get mixed up sometimes.
Don't even say it. Just drop one. I can just tell there's a horrible joke coming. I'll feel embarrassed to be in this podcast.
That's the goal every time.
Did the hat have any new entries this week, or do you know?
I don't know.
You know?
It's not like I'm writing them down and
well,
putting them
in the
hat. I
know, but sometimes it gets a little heavier, you can tell.
Oh.
Who is it?
I'm just going to read this.
Okay.
As it is here.
Okay.
Is using pancake batter to make waffles ethical.
Ethical.
Tread carefully. Signed, the Magical Writing Waffle. The
Magical Writing Waffle, that's right. Well, according to my Belgian friend, it's not necessarily unethical, but it is just outright wrong. You don't use pancake
batter. I'm not very well versed in waffle ethics.
Well, you know that apparently there is a difference between
Is the difference between waffle batter and pancake
batter? I'm going to tread carefully and say I don't really know. But
you're confident that there is one.
Well, he's told me that there is one, and I believe he's told me what it is, but I don't remember.
So you didn't really care enough.
No, I don't remember lots of things.
Was he speaking in a different language?
No, I think...
Because you know the entire country of Belgium is just two guys and a dog. One of the guys moved here.
That's right, we've already discussed that, but... But, yes, there is a difference, and no, you shouldn't use one or the other. I can't remember what it is.
I'm still not even sure what makes a Belgian waffle Belgian.
I'm not either.
I mean, around here being the great state of United, a Belgian waffle is just usually bigger than a normal waffle. And frequently has a lot of shit on it.
Well, you mean
berries
and
whipped cream,
not
and
literally
nuts,
fecal matter of some kind.
It could. Yeah. I don't know. We don't eat at the same places, so, except IHOP. But whereas a normal waffle is just, you know, a waffle, and you put butter and syrup and move on with your life. I don't know what the actual... We'll have to get this Magical Writing Waffle to write. That sounds like a whole separate podcast
where people
don't even write in. You just hear what the waffle has written.
It's like
Martin Luther's 95 Theses, but it's all going to be about waffles.
Of course, like a lot of people, I used to think that the only difference between a pancake and a waffle was its shape, that it wasn't even necessarily made out of anything different. But my friend insists that the batter is different. It's a kind of a whole different animal, really. And to use pancake batter to make waffles and to confuse them is just.
What about to use waffle batter to make pancakes?
I don't know. I've never asked him about that one. I don't know if he cares. I think it's just he just wants to keep.
Segregation is. Yeah. I remember on The Simpsons when it was on the Halloween one actually when Lisa had the little tooth in the cup and she accidentally created a civilization out of it.
No, I never saw
it. It was a good one. And she's checking it out and the thing is like, "Ooh, it's awesome." And then her mom says, "It's breakfast time and we got waffles." And she's like, "Ooh, waffles." And she goes downstairs and they're just square pancakes. And her mom says the waffle iron is in the shop. So she goes back upstairs and grumbles and says, "Waffle iron's always in the shop."
Well, see, that's exactly what our friend here is trying to avoid. Square.
That exact thing.
Square pancakes.
The only thing I remember on this issue is I remember Alton Brown said one time, you have to avoid putting too much, you know how you put some sort of fat in the fry pan to cook pancakes?
Mm-hmm.
Don't put in too much because then it'll actually fry it, and then basically you're just making a big donut.
Yeah, I like them when they're like that.
Yeah, but it's a donut then. Because a pancake is like baked, but on the stove, it's honestly like a cake. But if you fry it, then you're basically just making a donut.
Yeah, that's the way my mom used to make them. And
I much preferred them. I'm like, I always eat a bunch of donuts, yeah. But they're not pancakes.
That's true. I never thought about it that way. And I do like pancakes at a restaurant, but I much prefer my mom's flat, holeless donuts, I guess. Yep, I miss them.
Okay.
And my dad would put syrup on them and sugar.
Just like granulated?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Just like CNH pure cane?
That's right. And then you eat it and it crunches.
Did he sprinkle them?
No, it's like, dump a whole bunch on there. Sometimes.
So when does his diabetes kick in?
Well, it has. But sometimes when we were growing up, we didn't have maple syrup. We just had that white, you know, I don't know, corn-based syrup. And then he put sugar on it besides that, so it's really sweet.
So you would put corn syrup on them?
Yeah. It's
like Karo?
Yeah, exactly, right.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
That's right.
Holy crap. That's not for eating.
Well, you're supposed to use it for baking and things.
Yeah, you're not.
And we'd often be out when...
Like you don't dress your salad with just Wesson oil either. Like, what the hell?
That's right, but sometimes we would. Sometimes that was the only syrup we had in the house, and that's what we would put on our pancakes.
Oh, my God.
See what I'm saying? Hillbilly
stuff.
You
freaking hillbillies.
I know. Several
you
generations
just would removed. Pour Karo. I got a bottle in the... Do you want it for, I don't know, making a sandwich? Or?
And then sugar on top of that.
And then sugar on top of that. Yep. That's awesome. the cooking episode, people. Great home recipes here. Thanks, Waffle.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome.
Moving on.
Yeah, please.
Oh, hang on, let me grab it. I never hold the hat, but I'm going to hold it today.
Does it tingle?
No, it's doing fine. I've been
watch
always
for
always
the teeth.
I've been always afraid to hold it because I didn't think it would like. Vermond is.
Vermond.
Getting a little fresh here. Dearest Hat.
Ooh. I smell a romance.
I don't think marriage to hats is legal in any state right now. Maybe Sir Guido will demand that in his occupation.
Possibly.
Vermon wants to know.
I think he's going to get bored and go home, by
okay.
the way.
Okay.
Can't be that fun hanging out in a podcast intro.
I guess. Dearest Hat, does this look infected to you? I wonder what Vermon's talking about.
Congratulations, Vermon. Today I hate you more than ever. I'm not saying from now on. I'm not saying from this day forward. I'm just saying today. Today. Fuck you, Vermont, is what I'm saying.
Let's think about this for a second.
Why? Why do you want to think about this?
Well, when you say dearest whoever, and then your next question is, does this look infected to you?
So this is like he's calling old partners to tell him he's got herpes?
That's what it sounds like.
Dearest Hat, you should probably get yourself checked out.
Yeah, I think that's...
Apparently, I have the AIDS.
And I wasn't wearing gloves when I drew this card, so I'd probably better maybe see somebody later. Have my blood checked or something.
Oh my God.
Maybe I better go into quarantine.
I'm not even that disturbed that our podcast went there. I'm disturbed that you took it there. Such un-William-like behavior.
I'm going to have to bring my...
It also implies that Vermond and the Hat had a thing.
Well, it
kind of
does, doesn't it? I
which
mean, it's
is
an intimate question and an intimate address and intimate everything.
See, I prefer to think of it as one of those old Civil War letter things. Dearest Hat, I don't know when I'll be able to write you again. Tomorrow we push through to Baltimore, and the damn rebels will suffer. We may die, but I want to know that I've always held you in great affection, you and your family. Screw
this,
all you guys.
Does this look infected to
you? Does this look infected? Sincerely, Sergeant First Class Vermond Tobias McGillicuddy.
I wonder if Vermond thinks he has a boring name and should occupy. I think Vermond is, I don't even know what it means, but it seems like a perfectly good name to me.
It means truthful world. I don't actually know that that's true. Might mean green world. It might mean, do not disturb driver while bus is in motion.
Well, I don't know if your condition is an infection. If you're asking the hat doesn't talk, so.
It used to, but its mouth got all swollen up with some sort of weird disease.
Don't even. We've been telling people for ages now that hat doesn't talk, and you're going to mess it up.
Well, I know. People get mad about that.
Stupid comment.
I choose to think of it, does this, the word this, look infected to you? So look at the word this.
Yeah.
Does it look infected?
No. Well, okay. Actually, there's kind of a little something on the bottom of the H here. It's not normal looking. Look, see?
It's a little bit weird. Yeah, that's a growth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you should get that lanced. right between the H there. Yeah.
It kind of depends on the color and shape, but I think you better have.
Well, I mean, yeah, better safe than sorry. At least right. Biopsy it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not an entomologist, but.
And we should say that, we are not responsible for any, medical advice take or legal advice or any other type of advice you might take.
The Magical Talking Hat podcast is not for everybody. Always consult your doctor before beginning a new podcast regimen. People with liver or kidney problems should not use the Magical Talking podcast, as it could exacerbate those issues. Do not listen to the Magical Talking Hat podcast if you are pregnant or trying to become pregnant. Do not taunt the Magical Talking Hat podcast.
And if after listening you're depressed for more than 4 hours, seek the help of a physician right away.
Yes.
Yes, tell your doctor if
you're dead.
If it causes you to become deceased.
The producer says that. Yeah, side effects include drowsiness,
that's gonna be a long
insomnia, dry mouth, over active salivary glands,
dysentery,
watery eyes, incontinence, what's the opposite of dysentery?
Constipation.
That was the word I was having.
Headaches, vomiting.
Yes. Double vision.
Cancer.
Death. Lack of sense of humor. No friends.
Suicide.
Fat. Your family never really liked you, but now they actively hate you. Dogs don't want you to pet them anymore. Neighbor children frightened of you.
I'm telling you, we really shouldn't have started this list.
That girl you were interested in high school shows up at your house just to kick you in the balls. Turn you gay. Turn you straight. Turn you straight also. Just basically whatever you are when you start listening, it turns you the other way. loss of third dimension. Inability to use thumbs. And lactose intolerance. But otherwise,
enjoy.
Yeah. Just, all good.
Just sit back. Enjoy.
Just take it in, people. Just take it in. But do call your doctor if you're dead. All right. One more.
We got time for one more, huh?
I think so.
I'm getting a tingling in my fingers after drawing that card.
prolonged exposure to...
Do you have any disinfectant salve?
No, I used it all up after listening to the podcast. Oh, goodness. Dear Magical Hat, what are the fashions of the season for people who could care less? Signed, Curious George.
Who could care less or...
This is...
Or couldn't care less.
It says, could care less. To which I say, fuck you, Curious George. Because it's not a damn thing. I'm going to put up also in the links, in addition to the Honey Badger, David Mitchell explaining about the continuum of care. But basically, if you could care less, all that implies is that you do care some.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be quite a lot. Phrase you're looking for is couldn't or could not care less, which implies that you care so little that it is impossible to care less than you already care, because it's just that little that you essentially care nothing, and since you cannot care a negative amount, you do not care at all. You could not care less.
And that's probably what Curious George means.
That's probably what fucking Beyonce meant. in all the single ladies, and I slapped her for that. I did. I met her and I slapped her for that.
She was
nice.
Let's go both ways. If you couldn't care less,
did you just say let's go both ways?
I shouldn't have said that.
Not in front of you.
Yeah. Anyway,
side effects may include.
if you couldn't care less, then of course you can wear whatever you want. If you could care less, and we assume that you care a little bit, then there are probably specific things that you should wear, and Tony and I are probably the absolute last people on the planet that you should ask.
I especially, because I recently finished watching season 9 of Project Runway, and that will mess up anybody's fashion. This was the worst fucking season ever. It was awful. It was so awful.
In a bad way, or
in a terrible way.
Are you going to watch it again then?
Right now, because this one just ended, I'm saying no. By the time the next one comes around, I probably will. But I'm mad about this one. This was not good.
I don't know anything about fashion at all.
I think for people who couldn't care less, I think nudity is the way to go.
I don't.
But that's because you care.
No, that's because I think clothes are good.
Yes, yeah, but to me, that is still caring about fashion.
I don't care what they look like.
Yeah, but you still care they're there.
Except to the point that they are there, and there's enough of it there.
See, and that's a point. That's what I'm saying. I believe there is a position to which you could care less, and that point is to which you just go naked.
No, because then that's still making a decision about what someone's wearing that they shouldn't wear anything.
Because
if you really couldn't care less, you wouldn't care if they're wearing something or nothing or whatever.
Yeah, but if you couldn't care less, no, I'm talking about for oneself. I'm not talking about what other people. Yeah, if you couldn't care less,
well, if you couldn't care,
you don't care what whether they're naked or not.
Okay. But even for oneself, it would be like you wake up in the morning and some random thing in your head decides not just what you're going to wear, but if you're going to wear
anything. No, because it takes an effort to actually put on clothes. So if you couldn't care less, there's no reason to do it.
What if you wear clothes to bed, then it's not taking...
If you couldn't care less, at some point you're going to be naked. unless you couldn't care less whether you're wearing clothes in the shower, I suppose, then maybe just at some point in your life when you weren't looking, somebody threw clothes on you and you've just never taken them off. But otherwise, I think it takes effort to put on clothes. Couldn't care less. Why expend the effort?
All right, fine. I could care a little bit less.
A little bit, yeah, yeah. See, you don't
just
care much.
Just enough
to put some clothes on. Yeah.
Enough clothes.
Which I'm not even saying is an invalid position. And I'm not even saying I necessarily disagree with you.
I'm not just for clothes. I am for certain clothes, I suppose, because there's just certain things when I'm walking down
William
the street
likes,
I don't want to see.
William likes high heels, is what he's saying. William enjoys
his 6-inch stilettos. I think I can't believe anybody wears high heels, honestly. Why does anyone do that?
Because they make my ass look good. Fuck you. You haven't seen. My ass looks good when I'm wearing some high heels. Okay. Black satin pants.
Are we out of time, hopefully?
Halter top. We can be, I suppose. If this is just getting too real for you.
Well, thank you, Curious George. I almost don't want to thank you because of what I just had to endure. But I'll forget it. I forget things. That's probably why I forget things, because of people like him. Verimond and the Magical Writing Waffle and Kia for all of your questions and comments.
Yes. If the rest of you would like to write the hat, do it. The hat can be reached at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. The blog, which will have all the episodes, not just the few on the feed, but all the episodes going back to episode 1, can be found on the blog. Also, conversations about the show, which have been quite busy of late. 33 wasn't quite as busy as 32, because everybody likes talking about vomit goblins. But it was still busy. We got a good 16, 17 comments on it. Quite insightful and interesting. Y'all should go check it out. And that's where I'm going to put the links to the Honey Badger and the Continuum of Care. So
check
that out.
But please remember the podcast, the blog,
And I forgot anything, to say where the blog was.
Nothing associated with the magical talking hat is FDA approved. That's all I'm
saying. No. Use only as directed. the blog is themagicaltalkinghat.com. Also, like us on Facebook. And also, spread us around like whatever Veramon's got. You know? Infect others like you were Veramond on a date with a piece of haberdashery. Yeah, I don't know how to follow that.
I don't either, and I don't know if I want you to figure out a way.
So that's pretty much it, people. Good night. We're going to go, and we will see you next week.
Next week.
Oh, the podcast will also make your arms fall off.
Oh.
In a world completely overrun by inane media, there are podcasts that rise above the rest. This is not one of those. Two middle-aged white guys from Middle America talk about random shit for about an hour or so. This is the Magical Talking Hat.